Rosh Yisrael Kropkin. So I just wanted to share with you, I got an interesting shaila from someone who was in yeshiva with me. He wanted my opinion on the following question. And Rabbi Kropkin can weigh in what you think the answer is to this. He has a bit of an interest in Kabbalah, so he wanted to buy for his house a painting of an apple orchard to symbolize the Shekhinah, because in certain Kabbalistic writings, the Shekhinah is described as Chakal Tapuchin Kadishin, as a field of apples, and it's mentioned in some of the more Kabbalistic Zmirot in Maskinu Sudas. So the Arizal, don't ask me what it means that why the Shekhinah is referred to as a field of apple trees. I'm not quite sure, but he wanted to have a picture in his house of an apple orchard to remind him of the Shekhinah, and he asked me whether this was permitted. What would be the problem? So the halacha is, the way it's nifsak in Shulchan Aruch and Yard Yosef and Kuf Mem Aleph, is that there, in terms of having paintings and structures and engravings in your house or making them, we have three levels. Animals and plants, assuming you don't plan on worshiping them, you're allowed to have three-dimensional representations. You can have a statue of a lion if you want around your house, as long as you're not worshiping it. Human beings, you're allowed to have two-dimensional representations, pictures, paintings, photographs, whatever the case may be. Three-dimensional representations of human beings, at least complete human beings, are forbidden. But when it comes to things in a celestial realm, stars, sun, moon, angels, etc., you're not allowed to make or have even two-dimensional representations of them, as many of the Rishonim note, because the way we perceive the sun, let's say, from Earth is two-dimensionally, and therefore, even though the sun is in fact obviously three-dimensional, right? It's big, it's round, or whatever, it's three-dimensional, it has depth to it, since we perceive it as two-dimensional, so you can have a picture of it. And angels, which we have no sort of physical form at all, and we only imagine them, we can only sort of perceive them in, you know, as pictures, as images in our head, but there's no physical reality to them. So again, a two-dimensional representation of an angel, whatever that would look like, would be forbidden to create or maintain in your house. So his question was, if I'm having a picture of an apple orchard in my house, specifically to represent the Shekhinah, is that like the having pictures of angels in my house, which is usher? So, without poskening, I told him, I think it's mutter. Because in the end of the day, well, first of all, it's just a picture of an apple orchard, right? Which is not actually the Shekhinah. But then he pushed back on me and he said, but the Rambam tells us that the original generations of Ovdei Avodah Zarah, right, made representations of God. Let's say they made a picture of the way the Rambam describes Avodah Zarah is that originally people understood there was only one God, and they created representations of God on this world, but no one thought they were actually worshiping the idol. And yet the Rambam says that's usur. So you see that there is significance to physical representations of the divine, even if you don't think it's God. So if I'm specifically taking a picture of an apple orchard because I want it to represent the Shekhinah, have I thereby imbued it with, have I made this a picture of the divine, which would be usur, just like a picture of a malach or something like that. So I told him, I think it's still not a problem. First of all, it's still an apple orchard, right? But more importantly, I told him that there are two types of representations that we can talk about. This is something I learned when I was learning mysticism in graduate school in YU, was that there's symbolism and then there's allegory. The difference between them is as follows. In allegory, I simply use one thing to explain something else, but I don't think there's an inherent connection between one and the other. Like when I use a metaphor, right? If I say it's raining cats and dogs, I don't really think it's raining cats and dogs in any way, shape, or form. I'm just using a figure of speech. Then there are symbols, which even though they're representative, they actually become imbued with what they're representing. So like a flag, right? A flag represents the state, which it stands for, but it's not merely an allegory. Once you have a flag, it, in some sense, becomes inherently significant. You imbue it with value. That's why there's laws against burning flags and the like in many countries. And I said, you know, the Ovdei Avodah Zarah, even if they recognized that there was a God, once they started worshiping an idol, it was because they thought it was a symbol of God. It became imbued in some fundamental way with divinity. Right? We, as monotheists, even if we have allegories for the Shekhinah, it's just that, it's an allegory. We don't think that an apple orchard in any way is divine. It's, for some reason, just a description of the divine. And therefore, a picture of an apple orchard is just that, even if it reminds you of the Shekhinah because of the Kabbalistic inferences, no one would claim that it has sanctity in it. And therefore, I told him I thought it was permitted, because at the end of the day, it's just a picture of an apple orchard. And even if you're using it to represent the divine, it's just an allegory, right? If you think that it, in some way, became divine, that's of a desire. But that's a different problem. Right? That's not a problem of having art in your world. That's idolatry. But as long as you recognize it's just something that reminds you of God, so it's a bit weird, but I think it is permitted. That was what I told him. I wasn't posking for him, but I thought it was an interesting shayla. You agree? Right, Robin thinks he agrees, but has to think about it. But that was the shayla I got this week, and I thought I would share with you.